Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Matt Words.
Man...
Dave, yeah. I want to give a shout out. Yeah. And when I give a shout out, I always laugh because it just brings me so much joy to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with free samples.
You know it, John. This time of year, my allergies are in fuego. They're always on the attack, but I use this and you should too.
Oh, I do, Dave. Every day in our house. Yeah. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, which is, me raising my hand, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill to relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
John, I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for a long time, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can go for a run without my eyes watering. I may be crying, but it's not from allergies.
Totally different.
And I can sing without feeling like I have like a big old, let's not even call it a frog. It's like a toad.
It's like a family of toads.
It's a family. It's a turtle.
Yeah.
In my throat.
So, you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies?
Yeah, me.
It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
How guys,
are we? We're here.
Hey, here we are.
It's working.
I'm going to put my phone in airplane mode.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
I like how our guest is making us... Think about that for the
as
first
you're
time
look, as you're looking ever. At us, going,
guys. Any
I'm
other?
Gonna, I'm gonna put
this
mine.
Is what I'm gonna do. I don't know what
and
you guys want to do, but
should follow.
Guys, can we take a moment and just take in this moment?
I know.
This is a big moment.
It's a big moment.
We have Matt. I'm gonna say this. Me and John on this side of things.
Yes.
Like right at the Dadville
line. Dadville
county line.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have sat perched at the line.
Mm-hmm. With my head on Dave's shoulder.
Yep. Sharing one
hours.
Ocular, a monocle. We've shared.
One ocular?
Binoculars.
Binoculars.
Though it's binoculars, we each have one eye.
Yeah.
In the.
Yeah, yeah.
It's binoculars or it's binoculars?
it's binocular.
It's really a binocular situation.
How was your visit to the eye doctor?
It was it's binocular. how's your experience with the optometrist? It's binocular.
It's binocular, dude. It's been pretty ocular.
Every time.
We've sat here and we've just waited, and never peer pressure.
No, there's I haven't felt it.
But we've just been excited.
Oh, you're saying for me to be here?
Yes.
Okay.
But wait,
we just
like
finished that
like
sentence.
The prodigal son. We just we staring at the horizon.
You've been waiting probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some would say longer. Would say shorter.
Yeah, that's you guys.
I mean, five years ago, I was like, Dave, we're gonna have to just start the podcast in like a Field of Dreams situation. Let's just start the podcast.
This could bring him.
Then Wurtz.
If you build
will come.
It,
which I kind of like that we're sort of taking credit a little bit when you say it that way.
Oh, 100%. We are.
I actually wanted to. That was one of the first things I wanted to tell you guys is that. Thank you.
Yeah.
for being a part.
Because if it weren't for y'all, I don't know that I would be
here we go.
That I'm going to be a dad soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so look, you just did it. The, now the it is
It's
phones
out.
Are ringing.
It's
the
out.
Internet is shut down in parts of Indiana.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
So
glad we put our phones in airplane mode.
Because oh my, look, it just looks. It's just.
Yeah.
So this is big. Have we ever broken news on Dadville? Have we ever used this?
You know, we did have breaking news one time recently.
Okay.
Bobby Moynihan, who we had on, he broke the news. Our producer Jason said,
"Drunk uncle himself."
I'm pretty sure that Bobby Moynihan broke the news that he's having his second child.
Yeah,
on Dadville,
but not a first.
Hey, well, okay. So this is probably going to need to be edited out, unless this becomes funny.
Okay.
Can that be the title of the episode?
I realized that if I'm going to have Annie in any of the promo for Homebody, I'm going to have to announce that we're pregnant before...
You're pregnant. Wait, no.
Before this comes out.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Let's just keep it going.
Okay.
Because our crowd...
They don't know.
They could be...
Yeah.
Who knows where they are.
I'll say this. I think that... The timing of this is still. I thought you were about to play a little banjo riff.
Did you hear that?
I could hear that.
I could hear that.
This is definitely going to be. You know, there's only so much you can say on Instagram, and I still. I think that there's a lot that I want to talk about. You know what I mean? I've got a lot of questions kind of bouncing around in my head, and it's crazy. I don't even really know how to. I've kind of like held back from trying to even. Imagine what life is going to be like or what it's going to be like to be a dad. Cause I'm just like, it feels like saying, hey, in October, you are going to be given a new, like you will not have a body anymore. What you're going to have is it's like a light beam. You won't really understand what it, you also won't be on this planet. It'll be like a,
there'll be
certain things that are similar, but I just don't, it seems like it might be like, I might just wait until it happens and then just be there in that moment and say like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it just feels too big to even really like.
Listen, so are you saying all this because you have been given a lot of advice already?
Well, yes. And because I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what it's going
to be like. You nailed it.
There's no way to know.
Yeah.
Let's do this, though, because there's a bunch of people out here going, well, hold on. How is Matt doing?
I thought Matt was gay.
No. No. They are going, okay, that's huge news, but let's make like catch up.
Yeah, we need to check in.
Let's
get to that, though.
Okay, great.
Because we've got questions for you.
Great.
You've come in with questions for us.
Yeah.
So let me start here. This is a really fun first for Dadville because we've never had a
soon to be dad.
Yeah.
A child in utero.
Dad in utero.
Yeah. A dad. Yep.
You know, utero. Is that the name of our band now?
Dadero. Dadero. I don't know. We'll workshop
it. I like utero better.
Yeah.
So. I mean, everybody knows we've got Matt Wirtz here with us today.
Hey, guys.
We just skipped all that.
Yep.
We jumped all that.
Yeah.
Artist, singer, songwriter.
We're
going to
edit that for
a long-awaited guest. People have been waiting
for 20 years.
Just give us what is going on with the M-Dubs these days. Like, give us the check-in.
Okay.
What is happening in your world?
So I got married for the first time 2.5 years ago.
I love how you say that.
I like to say for the first time because I think people might assume, well, you know, you're 44.
Yeah. No, that, I think
maybe
that's,
you could be on your third marriage.
Yeah.
Fourth marriage.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm on my first marriage. It's only 2.5 years. I like that move.
Yeah.
We've been married for 2.5 years and we are both kind of like of the age where like we deciding to have children was like not emotional.
It was the most
let's back this out. Like, we know that we want to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is it's horrible that they call if you're having a baby like over like 34, they're like, say,
oh,
you're
yeah,
geriatric,
they say
or
high risk or something like that.
So we're just like, and she's I'm not going to say how old she is. She's 77 years old.
She looks amazing.
She looks really good. Does. She looks great. She looks... But we kind of needed to like get going.
Yeah.
So we kind of tried for a year and unsuccessfully. So we kind of like needed to get a little help from the old
science.
And thankfully that didn't take too long. Thankfully, because I think Annie was like, yeah, I don't really want to, that was horrible.
Yeah.
And we just did like the basic, like entry level thing, but it still was like no fun. So, on Valentine's Day, we took a pregnancy test the day before Valentine's Day this year, 2023, negative. It was a bummer. It was second round of, not IUD.
IVF.
Yeah. No, IVF is not, IVF's like the more involved thing. IUI.
IUI. Isn't that a college?
It is. Illinois University.
Illinois.
Yeah. So second round of that. And so we were bummed. And then we were going to have to, you know, she's going to have to be on these weird drugs again. And anyway.
It's so rough, dude, on her.
Yes.
Not that it's not rough on you, but physically you're, it's nothing for
you. It's very disorienting. Like she didn't feel like herself. And and I mean, I think that's like, as a husband, I felt this way more, you know, where you're just like, I don't know. I can't, you're feeling however you're feeling and I can't do anything about it. And that's such a helpless, kind of scary feeling in general, whether it's like in the pregnancy process or otherwise, you know?
Right.
But it's kind of like more present when there's hormone drugs involved and emotions and her own fears about, like, I think as a woman, I mean I'm obviously speaking from just observationally, but it seems like it's like such a huge part of like a woman's identity and like, and probably so much fear around like, am I going to be able to do this thing that like I was made at, like my body was made for,
right? Yeah.
Or was my body not made, like, is there something faulty with me?
Right.
You know? And it's like a big deal. So,
which from the outside looking in, I always feel like, and I should say, I mean, Amy and I, thankfully we just didn't have much trouble, but looking in, I'm like, when people are struggling and they have that sort of like shame or whatever, like guy or girl, it's easy from the outside to be like, you shouldn't feel any of that.
No.
I mean, who knows what the reasoning is? And even if it comes down to like, oh, it is you that there's something going on in there.
Yeah.
It's easy to say from the outside that shame should not be a part of it. But probably from on the inside, when you're going through, it's like hard for it not to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The fun thing was I was coming back from the gym. She texted me like, are you,
we get it. You work out.
Are you coming? Like every day, man.
I know, somehow I get your pictures.
Yeah. So she's like, hey, are you coming home soon? I'm like, yeah, which she never does. But I was like, all right, whatever. I trust my wife, you work out for a long time. So I'm like, I know that there's not, I've been gone for 3 hours.
This was your third day.
Yep. And I get home and it's Valentine's Day and she's got a present for me. And we'd already said like, we're not doing presents for Valentine's Day. That was her idea, not mine. I'm not cruel.
Yeah.
But then she has something for me.
I think she might have meant another thing when she said that to you, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later. Great. After the podcast.
That's code for no naked times.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just
no presents.
Yeah.
Hey, keep that in the
box.
Get
ready for no naked times.
Yeah. So she gives me a little little thing that's wrapped. I was like, is this like a pen? Like a writing pen or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I open it, and it's a positive pregnancy test. And I'm like, and we had had a miscarriage back the year before in July. I mean, we were very early in the process, but it was still like devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And again, kind of like fuels that fear, I think, for her of like, can I do this? Is my body built for this? So all I'd say, it was like, very exciting. And I think too, I was like a bit guarded because I'm like, the last time this happened, it didn't.
Yeah.
So I think I was kind of like a little more like, I mean, certainly that day I was like jacked, but I think I was like, okay, I think I pulled back a little bit. But you asked me kind of in general what's been going on. Is that so? Zooming out or whatever, I'm putting out music for the first time since 2016.
Come on.
So
we have been waiting.
So this, thank you. It's yeah, it's like seven. It's weird that it's been 7 years since I put something out.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like, what did I do? Like, what? How is that possible?
Well, you were working out,
and I was working, and I, you know. I had a woman to woo.
You were falling in love?
I was falling in love.
You were wooing a woman, man.
I was wooing a woman. And yeah, so, and I also was kind of like, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there about why I it took me so long, which I won't belabor here, but like, I've been like in full on, like, put out new, a new song every like 6 weeks mode.
Yeah.
And I just had one come out called Homebody. And it's, the fun thing about the song is I wrote it, you know, the chorus says, she's got me feeling like a homebody. Maybe soon I'll get a dad body. Because, you know, there ain't anybody else I'd rather settle down with. No, nobody. And that was before, I wrote the song like long before we were pregnant. And but it was just kind of like a little foreshadowing to like what, you know, what we were hoping for. You know, like starting a family. And I mean, I don't want to have a dad body, but I can't promise that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
don't right now.
Thanks.
But let me tell you, one of the best pieces of advice I got from my doctor when we started having kids was he said, let me tell you what's going to kill you. And he's like, when you come in and I have to reprimand you, it's going to be because of this. It's going to be because you finish your kids' meals.
Ooh.
And that is real. Ooh. Because you don't set out to do that.
No.
But, you know, you order pizza or you get burger somewhere or, you know, Annie makes a great meal or y'all make a great meal.
There is something divine, I'll say, that happens when it's – I mean, it happens to me all the time. Like, I'm always like I'm eyeing my kids' meals.
Oh, dude, I'm going
to
do that.
And I'm like, Luke, are you done? And I know that Amy wants her to take, like, two more bites, but I'm like, it's just going to sit there the whole time.
It's getting cold.
But there's something about when you eat the rest of your kid's sandwich.
Yeah.
It just tastes better for some reason.
Do you guys finish your wife's meals?
No, but I do her sentences a lot of times.
Oh, that's great.
Much to
I bet
her
she loves that.
Chagrin, yeah.
Yeah. I finish.
Do you?
And she often is like, she's like, yeah, I saw you staring at my plate. She's like
you want, I'm up here.
Do you want...
Eyes up.
Yeah. And that's a really good... See, this is the kind of stuff... This is the kind of intel you only get on Dadville.
Well, let's...
That actually is really good advice. Like, the keep an eye on how many of the meals you're finishing.
Yeah.
Because you can finish them and not even think about it. Like, you're taking their plates to the sink,
and you're just,
but you're like, well, I'm not going to throw away half a sandwich.
The other thing, which is a little ways away because it's down the road a little bit, you know, this is when you get into like the, you know, I would say 4 or 5 years and up. But then you get into the gauntlet that is their friends' birthday parties. And let me tell you the two food that they have almost exclusively at those birthday
Chick-fil-A,
parties. Chick-fil-A.
Pizza.
Pizza.
And usually...
And cake.
And cake. Right, that's right. So three. Which are, oddly enough, my three food groups. But the
tacos,
pizza...
Are there ever tacos there?
No. That's way too much maintenance.
Okay.
So the problem, too, is not just that it's pizza. It's almost always Jet's pizza, which for me is like I have no power over. And so then a common occurrence in my life, and you'll feel when this kid gets to whatever age, is... You just eaten lunch, and you roll up, and then you realize, like, well, I didn't know they were going to have food here. And then you're like, what's Jets? It's Chick-fil-A. Like, I'm just going to have – and I end up having a double lunch. And I was stuffed.
Yeah.
But it's there.
I know.
And so that's the other gauntlet you face, too, is, like, the kids' birthday parties. Because it's never – I mean, it's always convenient food, so it's never, like, good for you. It's always really good but not good for you. And then you got to do that dance of, like, it's just – it's one piece.
Right. And it's at a – you're at a kid's birthday party, and maybe it's a kid where you just happen to know a lot of people. But a lot of times it's like, well, you know, like, a couple people, and then
you
there's some other –
you need something to do.
Yeah, it's the social crutch thing.
Yeah.
Like, you end up drinking more lemonade.
Yeah.
You end up eating more pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
God,
I've already
those calories.
I mean, Annie has upped her intake, being pregnant, and I'm right. I'm following suit. I'm I am like sympathy eating, and I've been doing these 23 Places backyard shows.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
23
oh, yeah.
Places is 20 years old this year, and so I'm doing 23 shows in people's backyards. And I was just in Chicago last weekend. And you better believe, like,
girl,
post show.
Yes, you did.
I got a deep dish, you know, like Lou Malnati's. I got, you know, my own little private pizza
dancer,
little private dancer. Two nights in a row, you know, 11 p.m.
Yeah, but you know what? Though, let me tell you, both of y'all can do that. Y'all are two of my most metabolized friends.
See, but this is where I can't go into being a dad with this kind of.
That's true. That's going to bite you.
That's going to be. It's not going to end well. And I don't know. I just don't want to. There's so many things. Here's this like thing that I want to say.
Say it.
That like I think that I'm about to be so humbled by my friends, or just realizing how good my friends are at being dads, and how good they've done at life in the midst of being a dad. Because
let's end the pack. Can we just end it there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's thanks for coming on, man. I feel like that's all we need.
name names, though. Is there anybody here?
Yeah. Well, I just, because here's the deal. This is the same before I got married. It's easy to be on the sidelines and make judgments about what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Right.
And not be in the game.
Uh-huh.
And I have a real, like, I'm already anticipating being a dad and being like, man, everybody's doing a great job. Like, you know? Whether it's like, how do you stay so social as a, like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
Or like, or just even like, all of the things, you know?
Oh, John.
Oh, boy.
I see you sticking it under your shirt. Don't do that. I want to see it. Is that, it's one of those 40-ounce Trek tumblers.
Yeah, it
you've
is.
Been, yeah, you've been raving about.
That's a slurping sound. I just picked it up from Simple Modern, Dave. That's why it looks amazing.
It does. It does. Simple Modern. I feel like I've seen their products at Target, Walmart, and on Amazon, right?
Yeah. You have, Dave. But also, you can go to simplemodern.com/dadville and order directly from Simple Modern. They are the perfect brand for everything you need for the summer.
This stuff looks great. Look, you can get back-to-back school stuff or back-to-school stuff. If you want to get back-to-back stuff, you just order two. If you want to get back-to-school stuff, order stuff for school, John.
That's right.
Okay? They have backpacks, drinkware, lunch bags.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have Disney, Marvel.
No.
And dads are going, well, what about for me? Buckle up. NCAA and NFL.
Don't say NFL.
Yes.
No!
Yep.
And, Dave, maybe the best part is that they're giving 10% of their profits to organizations committed to causes like solving the water crisis, fighting human trafficking, or helping underprivileged communities.
Boom. Just love it. Just place an order. Mississippi State Bulldogs, Go Dogs, Collegiate, let me see, this is Scout Coffee Mug, and reluctantly, and I felt a little forced into it, got an Ole Miss tumbler for Annie.
Man, that was hard for you.
Yeah, it's contentious. Yeah. Contentious.
Do they have one for my Division III Anderson University Soaring Ravens?
Let me keep scrolling. I'm scrolling to the very end of the page, but I'm still scrolling.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I'll email them.
They. But hey, they got your Colts. They got your Indianapolis Colts.
Blue Nation.
That's right there. Right there.
I do believe in the blue.
You do. You do. And I do believe if you go to www.simplemodern.com/dadville and by sharing your email, you'll get a unique discount code just for you or bundle and save for back to school. This should be your go-to brand for your family. Dadville is brought to you by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/dadville and get on your way to being your best self.
Dave, you know, sometimes the path of life can feel like a pretty rocky road.
And listen, a great ice cream, but not a fun path, okay? Yeah. Whether it's work, relationships, or anything else in life, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life.
That's right, Dave. Therapy can help you move forward with confidence and excitement, and like anything, the more you practice it, the easier it gets.
Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself.
If starting therapy has been on your mind, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge.
Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dadville today and get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dadville. You know, the thing that I think is going to really help you though, potentially, is, you know, being the age you are, you're going to skip a lot of things that are minefields with like, you're just wiser. One, you know yourself really well.
Yeah.
Annie knows herself really well.
Yep.
Y'all have had time together before the kid.
Yep.
So I think a lot of things that I think are some of the most specific struggle sets of being a dad have so much to do with the season of life you're in.
Yep.
And so there'll be ones particular to yours.
Uh-huh.
But I think a lot of that stuff, in my opinion, comes with when you're younger. Because it's like,
yep,
you know, you guys have a rhythm,
yep,
super duper established.
Yep.
I mean, you had that before Annie. You got it with Annie.
Yep.
You know, which will make it harder. But I think one of the pros to that, like a silver lining of that, is it's there. It's like, this is how our life looks.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you're being,
yeah,
introduced to it. It's not, you're not going to, you know, get a new job in the middle of your 30s.
Sure.
You're not going to move. You know, there's just, you have your friends,
yep,
extremely established.
Yep.
You've been in this town for a long time. It's just like, there's a lot of things that I feel like you're not going to have to deal with that do contribute to feeling, what am I doing? Or how come everybody else knows what they're doing?
Yep.
Because of, you know, just having lived more life, you're,
yep,
not coming in, you know.
But yep, don't you think it's interesting that you say that? And I don't disagree with what you're saying. Like, as you're saying it, I'm like, yeah, that all makes sense. But my fear, I mean, fear is a strong word, but like, I would think the fact that you do have that, you have your established rhythm of life. I mean, it's the same sort of concern that going into getting married,
yes,
that you probably had. It's,
dude,
like, well, I've had my life dialed in my adult life for 20 plus years.
Right.
Now let's see how this goes.
Totally.
You know?
I mean, and that's real. I think probably maybe some of the reason why I'm even like holding off on imagining being a dad is because I'm, uh-huh, like, I am trying to hold on to being like to this stage of life as long as possible, because,
yeah,
part of it's like, and I think maybe because of because we knew that we had a shorter like on ramp with like you know, we got married and then we're like, okay, a year in we need to start trying, mm-hmm, to have a kid. There was something about that shorter on ramp. I just started like being way more aware of like how special like these moments, mm-hmm, were for,
mm-hmm,
us, of like quiet mornings or like just the flexibility that we have to whether it's travel or, so like there's been this real kind of like, man, this is awesome, and a little bit of sadness knowing that like this is only going to last like, this is going to last a little bit shorter for us than maybe some people,
yeah,
had.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so,
you know, somebody told me, I remember before, I think it was maybe when Amy and I were pregnant, one of her friends who had already had like two kids or whatever said, she was like, I can't even remember what life was like before she and her husband had their kids. And I remember feeling like, oh, that's so sad. Like, I don't want to forget this time. And now that I'm, you know, 10 and a half years in, it's not that I can't remember it, obviously, but it does feel like I can't even, it just feels like it's always been this way.
Yeah.
But I will say, and of course, like I said, you know, Luca is 10 and a half now. So we're down the road a bit. But it does, really, when you look back, there's such a short time of that, like, baby, the baby years, mm-hmm. where, I mean, every season has its challenges. But Amy and I are back to, like, we have our quiet mornings again.
Cool.
You know, like, and yep. we have the things that, like, we can go on a walk around the neighborhood.
Yep.
Kind of a thing. So we're kind of, it doesn't last that long, you know, and everybody's different. But,
yep.
that's the biggest thing is, as we're talking about what it's going to be like, it's like, you just have no idea who this person is.
Nope. That's one of my questions I had for y'all was, if you remembered life before kids and if there's anything that, you miss about that, like, AKA, like, what should I be soaking up right now? Is there anything that you're like, man, this is a thing that you may not get again for a mm-hmm. while. So, like, soak that up.
I think, the two things that come to the top of my mind are just one, just honestly, these are actually two things, but, is sleep. I know that sounds ridiculous, but just like the ability to sleep when and where you want, is one.
Yeah.
And I think, but sort of like tied to that is just still a sense of independence, even in marriage. You really can just do whatever you want to do right now.
Yeah.
I mean, Annie's going to
totally
outside of something,
right.
You know, some terrible decision. Annie's going to be like, great, you know, do your thing. I think that I'll couple those. The other one is, and this is hard to explain, but
sleep and independence.
Okay. Yeah. Just the ability, just absolute autonomy, even inside of a marriage.
Great.
The other thing I would say is, and you'll know this immediately when this baby is born, you will never again really be free of that connection.
Right.
There's no way to ever be outside of knowing that you have this human that is your child.
Yeah.
And that's hard to explain, but I think it's still understandable. But that, and I think that's really what I mean by independence, is even in marriage, you know, you're not responsible for Annie.
No.
You know, you want to care for and love her and be her partner, but, you know, she's
which for anyone who's confused right now, Matt's wife's name is
my
Annie.
Wife is also
and
Annie.
So is Dave.
Yes.
That would have been really fun up until now.
But you're also not responsible for Dave's
wife. Well, I say
wife.
That right. for Annie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All Annie's.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's there is a weight that comes with that of just kind of knowing, like, forever, for as long as I am alive, I will be someone's parent, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that it's mm-hmm. like there's a weight to that most of the time is really amazing, but does diminish autonomy. It diminishes
right.
sleep. It diminishes, like, just not really being able to just do what you want to do.
Yep.
That for these next, you know, few months, you still can.
Yep.
And then it is gone forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Forever, ever.
What about you, John?
That was my number one. Immediately what came to my mind is when, you know, like when you're in the thick of it and Amy and I need to get away. We can take the girls up to Indiana. We can go on a trip. We can go over to Montauk, and it's amazing. And you can get a nice hotel room, and you can book a nice dinner reservation.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. It's great. And all the while, you just have that little weight. Even if everything is going great and they're with the grandparents, all is good. You're a little worried about them.
Yep.
You hope they're sleeping. You talk to them on the phone. You can tell Livy really misses Amy. And, like,
yep.
it's just weighs on you.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing. And like you said, Dave, I mean, it sounds so eternal because it is, but it's like it will never
go away.
Luca and Livy will always be my daughters, and I will always worry about them.
I think you said it well too there, John, like with Livy and Amy. It's like, and it's not just you, but I think if I can be so bold, it's especially with Annie.
Yeah.
It's like, there's, you know, there's never going to be a time where she's not at some point. You may, as a dad, I think you can kind of have little moments where you're like, I didn't think about that for a few minutes, hours, and I was doing something really. I just don't think moms can do that.
Yeah.
I think just the way they're made, it's like literally a part of their brain is now, that's like its job. It's
like maybe they can't do it, and maybe I'll add on, if they can't, it's justifiable. Like,
oh,
it's understandable if you can't.
And so yeah. I think too, because what I was thinking as you were saying is like, it's so funny because you can literally be all these miles away having this wonderful time, and I can look at Annie and go, what are you thinking about? And she's like, I don't know, just making sure Zana's, you know, there's, yeah. So I think there's just always another person in your marriage, sort of.
And I don't think it ever goes away from
yeah.
talking to my parents and Amy's parents. It just never quite goes away.
Everything that I've ever heard is that, like, both parents love this child more than they love their spouse. Like, it is like, what do you do about the, like, I don't know, the attention. Like, the attention and the same, I don't know. I just know that that's going to change. Like, I am no longer going to be receiving the same amount of attention and same with, and I'm sure for Annie too, for me, but I guess I'm just thinking about it from like a, you know, I can anticipate maybe feeling a little jealous
yeah.
of like,
oh, yeah.
Man. Like, do you care about me as much as you care about the kids? Like, no, I don't.
Which that is definitely something like, I've heard. We went into having Luca. Thankfully, I knew a couple other friends of mine who felt that way.
Yeah.
And they just felt like they kind of lost their spouse for a while.
Yeah.
Especially in those early months, you know.
And especially probably with the first.
Yeah,
because
I
think like second or third or whatever, there's a little more acclimatization. One, for you as the spouse, because you're like, oh yeah, this is kind of the season.
This is how this goes.
Yeah. But two, because there's, you know, you know everybody's just a little more familiar with the process or whatever.
And I do think what helped in our situation, which I think will be the same with both of y'all's, I'm not gone from like 7:30 in the morning till 6 p.m.
Right.
I feel like that schedule with a new baby is difficult because mm-hmm. when you come home, there's such an intensity to that. It's such a tricky transition where like if she's home with the baby, she is just like, last thing she wants is any kind of physical touch from you.
Right.
Or anyone. And then, but you're coming in and you've been gone and you want those couple hours to be magical and like, it's just tricky. The fact that we didn't have to do that and I got to be there step by step, just kind of like mm-hmm. on the sidelines helping, I think helped me kind of avoid that landmine.
How long before you guys went and did like a tour or something? Like after you had a baby?
I don't actually remember that.
My first trip away was February 2013, and Luca was born December 9th, 2012. So
okay.
I had
couple months.
Two and a half months.
I can imagine that being gone now is a very different thing than being gone before you had kids. And like what – to be honest with you, like on this side of it, I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to want to leave for a while. Like I'm actually like really pumped about just kind of like, let's just settle in for a few months, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I can imagine that like going on the road for a weekend and getting to like kind of just to sleep and to just eat whatever and see something outside of the normal routine would be like kind of nice. Is that true or is it like hard to be away or is it some kind of like cocktail of both? And then also like just knowing that like, oh, when I leave, it's like leaving, it's putting extra weight on my wife. And so I kind of feel guilty about that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, I can't really just be gone and like enjoy this because that's kind of like not the best. You know what I mean? What mm-hmm. what can
check-ins
you guys...
are obviously really funny because it's like, you know, you call him like, hey, it's like 10, you know, like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I've been up since 4:30. She's been crying, and you know, just got her down, and the phone rang, and it was you. So, how are you doing? You're like,
it's okay.
Okay, yeah, movie's about to start.
Yeah, sweetie. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna go back to sleep now.
Hey, Barnes, what are you doing? It's,
yeah, I remember you and I laughing about this. It may be Livy and around Sam's, you know, births, because I remember it being like, I remember you had taken a trip somewhere, you're like, dude, I've just slept so much. And I was like, isn't it wonderful? You know?
Well, right after Livy was born, I had a one-off show. And if I could go back, I would redo it, because I'd like to have this money back. But I got a bus. And I did not need to get a bus.
Yeah.
But I got a bus because I was like, I need to sleep. I needed sleep so bad. Yeah, and I got two nights in a row of amazing sleep. And it was great. It was worth it. But in the beginning, I did have a hard time. I felt guilty. And I kind of felt like I need to, in maybe like a subconscious way, I need to not enjoy this.
Yeah.
Because it's Amy's home and it's hard, especially once we had two.
Yeah.
Once we had two. Yeah, that was
good.
That's right.
That
right?
was good.
That felt wrong for some reason. Once we had two, it was exponentially harder on Amy when I would leave.
Yep.
And so I felt like I can't enjoy this. But at the same time, one of the things that Amy and I both are so grateful for is all those years that Amy went on the road with me. Mm-hmm. So there's really no, like, she knows what the road is like, the good and the bad. And
right.
so she knows, like, she's like, I know what coffee shop you're at in New York.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
Yep.
And and she's like, the last thing I need is for you to come home tired.
Like, yeah, right.
Go have an amazing weekend.
Because I'm out of here.
Recharge.
When you get home.
Yep.
Yeah. And the great thing is, when I get home, I want her to go. Like, I want her to do whatever she needs to do.
Right.
Like, I'm dying to see the kids, you know, which that reminds me of another thing that I feel like Amy would want me to stop and say to you.
Okay.
I was guilty of when I'm on the road is I would build up my homecoming so much.
Oh.
Like, both in the way of, like, I'm going to come home and, babe, I got it from here. Like, you go do whatever you, but the girls are going to be amazing. Everything's going to be great. And it's never like
so
that.
So you would build it up in your head.
I would build it up in my head. Like, the biggest two variables are named Luca and Livy. Like, they are going to be in great moods.
Uh-huh.
They probably would have made me a card.
Happy that you're home.
They'll have their Sunday dresses on.
Right.
You know, and showered and, you know.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I'll come home and one's in a bad mood. One doesn't want to talk to me. One's, you know, didn't even know I was gone or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
It just never is quite the homecoming that you think it's going to be.
Right.
You know. Oh, whoa. Dave.
Yeah.
You got to help me.
Okay.
I am so sleepy right now. I can barely keep my eyes open.
Johnny, what's the matter? Why are you so tired? What's going on?
I like that voice. Mm-hmm. It's nice and soothing. Mike, it's not me. It's my kids.
Oh,
they
man.
Cannot stay asleep. They're always coming in, waking me up. And when I say me, I really mean Amy. But I'm woken
you're
up
there.
Too.
You're
and then
there.
She deals with them.
You're there.
Then it takes forever to get them back to sleep in their beds.
Listen, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hatch rest. That's right.
Thank the Lord.
The hatch rest has been working beautifully for my kids for years and years. It's innovative.
Why are you just now telling me?
Because it gives me power in our relationship, John, okay? If I'm on it, you're not, and then I can manipulate
things,
fair. Okay?
I get that.
It's an innovative all-in-one sleep device designed just for kids. It's both a sound machine and a nightlight that grows with your children.
Oh, the hatch rest, of course.
Yeah.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember that during the newborn stage, Hatch helped make a soothing and comfortable sleep environment with continuous sounds like white noise.
Yep.
You love white noise.
I do.
Wind. You love wind. Rain. You're not so big on rain.
Yes, sir.
And lullabies.
White noise is actually the name of my metal band in high school. But, John, here's the thing. As your child grows, Hatch allows toddlers and big kids to build sleep independence with customized color and sound cues. The time for bed pairing alerts them that it's time to wind down for the night. And in the morning, their special time to rise signal helps to teach them when it's okay to get out of bed for the day instead
right
of coming in at 4:30 a.m. and thinking, hey, Dad, it's time to watch Bluey. Keeping those early risers in bed longer. It really is amazing how the Hatch Rest helps my kids go to sleep.
And right now, Hatch is offering our listeners listeners up to 15% off their first purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/dadville.
So if you're ready for improved sleep, who isn't, John? Who is not ready for
that? I don't know anyone. I don't want to know.
Listen, but not just for you, John, but for your kids and yourself. Mm-hmm. Go to hatch.co/dadville to get up to 15% off and free shipping.
That's hatch.co/dadville.
And now napping on the go is simple with Hatch's new portable kids sound machine.
Love it.
Rest Go. Available in 5 dreamy colors with a battery that lasts all day. Check it out. John, I'm not going to lie. Have I lied to you before? Let's just
don't answer that.
I do need a break, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. Let's get some coffee, John.
Did you just say coffee?
I did.
Dave, well, today's episode and my morning cup of Joe is brought to you by, let's say it together.
Okay.
Actually, let's sing it together.
Oh, okay.
Methodical coffee.
It's craft coffee and tea for people of all kinds. Roasted, blended, brewed, served, and perfected by verified coffee and tea nerds like my buddy Johnny.
That's exactly right, Dave. And Methodical isn't just the name of their business, it's their approach to, I mean, everything. Methodical's been roasting and hosting for over 8 years and offers a wide selection of coffees and teas that are complex yet easygoing, just like my friend Dave Barnes.
Can I tell you, too? This is not – I'm going off script, John. Mm-hmm. I was just in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, you were.
And I was able to peruse the headquarters of Methodical, and let me tell you
– I cannot believe they let
you in. I got it straight from the source, and it was – I wept. I didn't weep. It was hot. It looked like I was weeping. It was incredible. But listen, while I was there, do you know what I was reminded of, John?
What? Tell me.
The best of Methodical's coffees. And everybody there said it when I walked in. They're like, oh my gosh, the best blend.
I mean, yeah, it's unanimous.
It's our signature Dadville blend.
Dadville blend.
Yep.
Dave, the Dadville blend is the fuel that gets me going every morning.
Yep.
Filled with hints of chocolate. Brown sugar.
And if you go to methodicalcoffee.com/dadville, it takes you right to the Dadville signature blend. And don't forget, dadgummit, guys, don't forget.
Okay, language.
I'm so sorry. I get passionate, John. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to enter our discount code, Dadville.
Visit methodicalcoffee.com for more information and use the discount code Dadville for 10% off your first order.
10%.
That's methodicalcoffee.com and use the discount code Dadville.
Okay, question for you. When you think of dad, like when you think of this next season, what is the thing you're the most excited about and what is the thing you're the most nervous about?
I'm the most excited about just like playing with my child, like evoking the imagination and creativity and sense of humor and pull in my child.
Okay.
And I probably feel more myself around kids. Like I feel more like, I feel more free to be just like goofy. And I like talking to kids like they're adults, like they understand what I'm talking about. So
you have a good energy around kids.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love kids, and so.
And you've been the fun uncle for a long time.
You've been a fun uncle for a while.
I've been funkling hard. Yeah, I'm like super pumped about just like imagination, creativity, play, fun, all of that. Like just having conversations, like being, you know, I think the thing that I'm maybe have some nerves about is like when I've done that up thus far, it's like I can peace out after, like I can go dive into that for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, literally like with my nephew, like I'll go play with him for like an hour and then I'm like, I go hide out in, you know, my, like a bedroom and lay down and take a nap because I'm like, I am spent,
yeah.
You know,
all your energy is gone.
Yeah.
His has gone down like half a percentage
point. It's still
point.
There. Yeah. And he still wants to play. I've like turned the thing on and I'm like, I'm out. And so I'm a little afraid, especially as a 40, you know, Annie and I were doing the math yesterday. It's hilarious. So I'm taking my dad to play golf in a week. And like the senior rate starts at 58. And I was like, that's in 14 years. I was like, our child, babe, is going to be 14 and I'm going to be a senior citizen when our kid's 14. And that's
is that
really,
true? When are you a senior citizen?
At this golf course, it's 58. So I don't know if that's like, I feel like it's like 65 typically, but this golf course is saying they're going to give you a price break at 58.
Is it in a really dangerous part of America?
No, it's in Franklin. It's in Franklin, Tennessee.
They're like, listen, people here.
You just might not live.
They don't
too much
make
longer.
It.
Yeah. The life expectancy. Yeah, it's like it is only 65.
But that's great though. You're going to save so much money.
You think, but so what I'm thinking is like, I'm going to be older as my kids are young and have a lot of energy, and I'm like, can I sustain the energy that like
No, I can't.
But like. Also, what do you do when you run out? And I think there's a part of me that's like, man, I want our house to be fun and like have energy and like be lively and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I can just already see I'm going to be this like schizophrenic, like I'm going to be this bipolar, like he's really excited for a little bit. And then he's like, what happened
and
to
he's
dad?
Asleep.
He's asleep. Yeah. And he's really excited again. And they're like, where'd he go? And like, there's like nowhere to go, you know, like where do you go to recharge? Like you can't really, there's no time off. There's no like hiding out. And I understand man caves now. I understand this space. I'm like, I'd probably go back there and
but
work
you know what the encouragement
too is,
and I think this is the grace of God, is your kid only knows you. Your kid doesn't have a bunch of dads.
That's true.
He's not coming home. She's not coming home going, my other dad plays with me for so long. And you're like, I'm sorry, I'm just one of your dads. You know?
Yeah.
But
see,
this is one of maybe the most, like the highest area of shame for me as a dad. Is playing. I always feel like I don't. I've talked about it a ton on this podcast. I always feel like
what
I'm
podcast?
Not
are, what podcast are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about Devin.
Like that one.
Thanks for giving us a chance to promote.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always feel like I'm not playing with them enough.
Mm. I'm glad that you brought that up because Dave and I wanted.
Can we say that?
Is this a well? Are we even recording
girls,
right now?
This is
an intervention.
Yeah, we've been seeing. We've actually noticed that.
Luca emailed us and said, "My dad just doesn't."
Will
play.
Will you help?
Yeah.
Can you get me just another dad who plays with me more?
We've noticed Mr. Dave is always playing with his kids.
Yeah. No, that is
no,
a
I feel,
struggle of mine.
I do feel less shame about it lately. And I don't know why that is. I mean, I don't think I'm playing with them anymore. I mean, Amy is always very encouraging. She's like, you play with them all the time. You jump on that trampoline all the time with them, you know?
Dude, and as an adult, jumping on a trampoline is hard.
That's a workout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at his abs.
I can't last but like 2 minutes on a trampoline. How long do you jump on a trampoline for?
Well, see, and this is one of the tricks for me is I'm like, just do it for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Like, because I sometimes feel like I'm going to get trapped playing. Like when they were younger, they want to play with the dolls or whatever. And I'm like, but we're going to be playing with the dolls for 3 hours. I don't know why. I always feel like, well, this is the rest of my day playing with dolls.
That is, I mean, you've heard me say this. There is nothing that scares me more, and it's why I've not been the best dad playing with my kids, than being stuck. Uh-huh. Like there's nothing that scares me more in life.
Yeah.
And that's a little particular to my personality type, but I get terrified. Like I get like a Wolverine in a corner. I'm like, gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
If you had told me earlier, I know this sounds simple, set a clock for 5 minutes and then just don't do it anymore. Just tell them like, hey, we played.
Yeah.
I would have navigated a lot better.
Right now.
But my mindset going in is like, you should call and tell your friends you love them. Like, you're never going to get out of this basement. Because I do think there's a little bit of kids where they're kind of like, if they know they got you, they got you. And so, you know, so there's a little wisdom of being like, hey, bud, I'd love to. Let's play for 5 minutes and let's see how Daniel keep playing.
But the other thing that I have to keep in mind is, like, I love my mom. She is the greatest. And I'm not saying she never played with me or whatever, but I don't have any memories of my mom and I, like, on the floor playing with, you know, like, G.I. Joes or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? So I do feel like, I wonder if our parents' generation maybe looks at us and is like, just calm it down a bit. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's not like you got to be super dad all
the
time.
Go to the office, man. Oh, my gosh. Dude, put a suit on and go to the office.
Jeez, Louise, would you work some overtime?
Hey,
yeah, right?
would you start shaming those kids a little more?
It is. I do think the messaging around, like, parenting, especially, well, just in general, is like, you know, parents play with your kids. That's what parents do. And some of that's true, right? But yeah. I'm the same. I mean, my mom, I know, played a lot. You know, my dad, I don't have these vivid memories of, like, us spending hours in the yard playing things. I mean, I threw the ball. I wasn't playing basketball, whatever. Yeah. But, yeah. You know, it wasn't like all of
Saturday.
Note,
when it comes to that, my kids want to play soccer in the backyard. I'll play soccer all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a game we're playing or something like that, you know, like, I'm fine with that.
Just no dolls.
Xana looked at me in the eyes the other day. She got a new.
Wait, what'd you say?
I run out of material.
Just run out of material.
You're like, look, I don't know the backstory on Heather. All we've gotten is she did
Stanford
Law School.
Is Heather with Kenny or not?
No, I mean, Xana, she doesn't do this, and this is probably because she learned young that I just wouldn't do it with her. But she looked at me square in the eyes. She got a new Barbie house that she paid for the other day. And she was like, I want you to come upstairs and play the Barbie house. And you have never seen me more cornered and terrified than in that moment. I was like, what? She's like, I mean, like, square, like, stood in front of me, shoulder, like, I want you to come upstairs and play with me in my dollhouse. And I was like.
And she even said, Daddy, before I go to college.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Yeah. And I was like, now? Or, like, what? When she's like, now. And I was like. And then something.
She's put the iCal away. I mean, now.
She's like, why are you sweating so much? And why are you looking at me so angrily? I mean, that stuff, man, that is hard for me.
Let me ask your mom if it's okay.
Oh, my God. That is. I'm not going to lie. That is hard for me.
Hey, your mom said I can't play.
Yeah, sorry. Your mom said
your mom
play.
Said that I can't. She doesn't want me to.
She doesn't want me to do that.
So it's tough. It's tough, but just 10 minutes.
Here's a good question relates to this. Have you found that there's a discrepancy between who you idealize self as a father and who you, like, the reality of who you are as a dad, whether that's, like, what you thought you would be beforehand, like, just gathering? Because I know, like, especially, you know, you have a whole life until you have a child to, like, take in, gather information, and imagine, like, who you might be as a dad, or form this opinion of, like, well, that's a great dad. And then it's like Warren Buffett has this quote about, like, when the tide goes out, you see who's still got their swim trunks on or something like that, basically meaning, like, if people have like invested well or whatever. But I think it kind of relates to this too. It's like when the child comes and you are parenting, it's like whoever you are is how you're going to parent. Yeah. There's no, like, and I'm terrified of, like, coming to term. And I felt this way. I felt like this way before I got married too. It's like my idealized, like, who I would be as a husband. Mm-hmm. And, like, what's going to be, what am I going to find out in reality? Like, what's the reality going to be? And I'm thinking about that too, as a parent, like, going into being a dad. And I'm wondering, like, did you guys have this, like, mark of, like, this is what it is? And, like, have you felt like you are hitting the mark? And when
do you want to start crying first?
Slash,
or
when,
to start
I was
going to
say, let's.
Slash, did you, is that part of, like, the coming to acceptance of, like, I don't know. Am I alone in that?
No. I mean, it makes me immediately think of Miles Adcox, and thank God Miles came on this podcast and talked about it's not about the rip, it's about the repair.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
rupture and repair.
I have a lot of course correction on like discipline. And like coming in, I'm like, I'm not going to be the dad that raises his voice. I'm going to be the, you know, like I just say whatever. I don't need to raise my voice. I'm going to be the calm, strong, quiet, yeah, whatever. That is out the window.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Whatever the I'm going to be the, those in the first year or two are all dead. Like dead.
Yeah.
Because even when we were talking about play, you know, there's like this idea of like, you know, there's some expectation of like attention and play with kids or like how you're going to discipline or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and maybe that is just like the great reckoning of like an acceptance of like, this is just what it is.
All of it is just, it's the sanctification project. All of it. And I think like the best that I can be is when I am lucid enough to realize that God has very specifically made me Annie's husband and these three kids' dad. Like that moment of lucidity is so helpful because mm-hmm. that means a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It means like yesterday we went to eat at Martin's down the street and, you know, we had our dog and I just didn't want the dog to be there. I was already annoyed because I was like, I don't want to keep up with this dog. And I love her, but she's just annoying. Like when you're trying to sit and eat and she's just,
oh yeah,
it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm already a little snippy about that. Annie goes into order. We can't take the dog. And she's like, why don't you take the kids and let them run around across the street? I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to sit down and not do anything.
Right.
And I'm just mad. And I'm walking across the street and I'm ready to fight with anybody. One of the kids snips. I'm right. Let's do it. Let's just yell at each other.
Yep.
And I was just thinking like, I am at my worst right now.
Yeah.
And I knew it. I mm-hmm. was like doing little body scans. And I was like, oh, this is all bad information here. Like none of this is good.
So many warning lights
like
going
on. Predator
off
is seeing me and just like, that guy's mad.
Yeah.
Like everything is lava red. It's just lava red. And I got to the playground and I'm just watching him run around and I'm just mad. I'm like, I don't want to be doing this. And they're like, Daddy, come push me. Like, you push yourself. You know?
Like, well, like, I push you all right. Around the ground.
You know what's pushing me is the man.
Yeah.
You know, life.
You gotta push back.
And so Xana's like, and I was like, just so I push her for a minute and she's like, do an undo the thing. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, I'll push her, and then she's like, okay, I think I'm good. Like, she can read the room.
Yeah.
Sam's like, Dad, watch me. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? I finally sat down, and I was just like, you have three healthy kids running around on this beautiful day. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, so pretty,
you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, what is wrong with you?
Yeah,
like,
what?
You don't want to. But it's in those moments, I'm like, you know, if I believe that God's will is what it is, this is like they, I'm supposed to be their dad in this moment. Like they see me being a twit, but it is who I am, and I got to work that out. And it's all for the good of me being a better version of myself, and them realizing like they have a very fallible father, a wildly sinful dad who still loves me. And so I think for me, it's like those are the moments where I'm like, this is it's still all okay. Like this, it can all be redeemed. That's a chance for them to see that, like, sweet Ben, I felt terrible. We're walking across the street, and he's like, he goes, I mean, so serious. He goes, Dad, I'm so sorry you have to walk over here with us. And I was like, oh. I have failed.
He knows. He's
completely.
Like, I know you don't want to be here.
He's like, you would rather be anywhere than with us right now. And it was true. And that's what the worst is. Yeah. And so I think in those moments, though, I have to go, you know, this is just part of the programming. I'm like so sorry that this is it. But this is it. I mean, I really don't want to be here. There's no faking. And I think for me, you know, I've maybe talked about this before on here. I don't mean to repeat myself, but, you know, I remember talking. I wrote with this girl not long ago, and it was such a refreshing day, and she's really young, and so it was fun just kind of hearing about her life. But she talked about her family, and I was so moved by it. She's like, you know, she said, my parents are really young, and so we have a really interesting relationship because it's much more sort of like candid than my other friends' relationships with their parents.
Right.
And she's like, I don't think that has to do with the age, but that just is, I think some of it contributes to our.
Yeah.
But she's like, we're very out front with everything.
Yeah.
Like if you're mad, you know, you're mad. If you're,
yep.
And it was, I mean, you know, I've been a dad for however long I have now, 11, 12 years. Hearing her say that was so refreshing because she was like, I think it's the best thing as a kid because I'm never – I know my dad. I know all of his good. I know all of his bad. I know my mom. I know everybody good. And she's like – and I can see in my – and I, this was really profound to me. She's like, I can see in my friends' relationships with their parents who have more kind of buttoned-up versions that they don't know them as well.
Right.
They don't – and so to your point, it's even as you're saying that – because we all do that. Like, I'm going to be the dad that's whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You know, those things get really tricky for me when I realize that's actually taking me away from my kids.
Yep.
Like, it's taking my authentic self away and replacing it with this idealized version who's not actually me.
Right.
And so they're getting some version, this iteration of this thing that's not really me.
Yep.
And that's
and
not what God wants.
You ultimately want your kids... Like, we focus so much on the time that we have with them, but they're going to live most of their life, you know, out of our house.
Yeah.
So we want to raise our girls to be able to deal with life and them seeing me fail at stuff and then, like, apologize.
Yep.
And deal with something that obviously means something to me, means a lot to me, seeing me feel bad and apologize to them and... Yada, yada, yada. Like, that's more, I think, constructive than and important than if I were to just, like, really nail it as the, like, all right, I'm 10 years in. I haven't yelled at him yet.
Oh, you know? Totally. Well, and, or being, you know, being disturbed or, like, whatever it is and pretending like it's, like nothing's wrong,
yeah.
And then tell him I'm fine. It like creates this kind of like kind of crazy making kind of scenario where it's like they're smart. Like
Ben
knew that you didn't want to go across the street.
Oh yeah,
and it's like, you know, telling him otherwise is
and that makes him think like, oh, I can't read people.
Or why is my dad lying to me?
Dad doesn't respect me or care for me enough to tell me the truth about what's happening because everybody else knows it.
You're easy to read, man.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing too, and I think this will really benefit you as a dad because you have done so much work and you know yourself so well. I think that's the other thing we hear a lot is like when you have Miles or Steven or, you know, Chad Carger, Al, the counselors we've had on, Daystar, you know, with Sissy
David
and David,
Thomas.
You know, is they always say you can only take your kids as far as you've gone yourself with your work, you know. And I think, like, that's where age really benefits you is you can really, you know, where, like, for me, that took me a while as a dad to realize, like, oh, I should probably just be myself. And that's not license to sin or ill. But it's
but it is licensed to chill.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know those are expensive, by the way.
Yeah.
Those licenses.
Yeah.
Can we start a snow cone stand?
License to chill. Oh. Do you remember the license to chill card? Already? Pepsi? License to chill.
No.
In the 90s, there was a Pepsi license to chill card. I think you probably got it in like
a 12-pack.
Does
it mean that everybody else that didn't have it
could not chill?
Oh, man.
Chill.
Yeah. I did so much illegal chilling.
Well... You thought you were chilling.
I did. I was illing.
Guys, remember clear Pepsi?
Oh, bro.
Crystal Pepsi.
Right now.
Oh, was that what it was called?
Crystal Pepsi.
It's full tomorrow.
I remember Elton John did the commercial.
Did he really?
I thought it was called clear Pepsi. I've been calling it the wrong
Crystal
name
Crystal Pepsi.
The whole time.
And they did the SNL did a spoof, Crystal Gravy. And it was just the most nasty, clear gravy consistency. Yeah.
That's funny.
What were we talking about before?
But I think you having done work, you will be able to be with your kid in a way that's different than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, Matt Wirtz would have done.
I'm actually like pretty excited about that. I'm excited about that. It kind of feels like, I mean, it is, while it is terrifying to think like I am like programming a human, you know, like there's a sense of like what we do is like being hardwired or at least like software. Uh-huh. It's like software, you know.
Yeah.
And while that is like also scary, I'm also like, no, I think, you know, granted I have no idea again what's coming, but I have a certain amount of like confidence in my ability, my emotional intelligence, in my ability to like my empathy thing, and being able to imagine like, I bet he might be feeling this way right now, or she. I'm gonna ask him, like, you know, I'm gonna talk to him about that, and I'm excited about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just like, again, no idea.
That's the
what's coming.
It's the wide open. It's the great beyond.
Into and it's like great. It's this most important, you know, like your top two relationship on this earth. Like,
dude,
this second one's coming. You don't know who they are. It's just it's such a crazy thing.
Did you guys find out the gender of your children before? Uh-huh. You guys did.
Mm-hmm.
Both times?
Yep.
And you guys didn't, right? Yeah, we are waiting to find out. So,
well, I'm not going to let you guys make me feel bad.
It's probably the best thing that I ever did was waiting.
Yeah. It really... You did it as like a practice in surrender, right?
Yes,
it
was
like
those who have reached a higher plane.
It's like, I'm going to just...
Abstain.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a bumper sticker.
We're just thrilled that you came by Dadville. This has been something, I mean, we joke, but John and I have literally been like, dude, when can we get Matt on? And so when I think you had even said like, what if I came on top? I was like, done. That's it. That's the way in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, we get you on.
I'm pumped to be here. Thank you guys for.
Yeah.
You're going to be an awesome dad.
The question is, thank you.
You really are.
I really appreciate that. I'm actually starting to think to believe you.
Yeah.
I'm actually starting to believe that that's true. The question is this cover going to be a picture of us just together? Because
do we need to
Photoshop something?
Oh, because the oldest picture of the three of us together is probably like 21 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of pictures of the three of us together.
That's freaking crazy.
I don't know.
We could pull that up. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm not scared.
Well,
although the Bee Gees would be nice.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Three Stooges. Thank you, guys.
This is great.
Dadville.